This show is part of the Out of This World Entertainment on the Sci-Fi Podcast Network, tsfpn.com.
Hi, I'm James, your host, and welcome to the Corsman Cast, the official podcast of Corsman, www.corsman.uni.cc. The Corsman Star Wars Galaxy.
Celebration Europe autograph guests. Stars.com have posted news giving European fans a sneak peek of who they can expect to see signing autographs at Celebration Europe. In the list are David Prowse, Darth Vader, Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett, Ray Park, Darth Maul, Tamura Morrison, Jango Fett, and Daniel Logan, young Boba Fett. One Man Star Wars Trilogy added to lineup of Celebration Europe. From StarWars.com, Charlie Ross, creator and performer of One Man Star Wars Trilogy, will be bringing his show to the Star Wars Celebration Europe in July. Fans of the Star Wars movies and fans of live theatre can enjoy an exceptional treat each time the energetic Ross performs his show, specially constructed 2,000-seat theatre in the main halls of Celebration Europe. The Canadian actor, who has appeared around the globe in his original productions of The One Man Lord of the Rings as well as the Star Wars show, is scheduled to delight audiences daily at London's XL Exhibition Centre from Friday, July the 13th through Sunday, July the 15th. Battlefront 3 in development. Free Radical Design will be developing Battlefront 3, taking over from Pandemic Studios. The Free Radical Design website shows that a top-secret LucasArts next-gen game is under development. Celebration Europe Sculpting. Lawrence Noble, the sculptor who crafted the Yoda statue that adorns the entrance to Lucasfilm's LDAC facility in San Francisco, will be conducting a live sculpting at Celebration Europe. One lucky winner will be able to walk off with a priceless head and shoulders sculpt of Grand Moff Tarkin. Finally, Celebration Europe Star Wars Songs Performance. The London Symphony Orchestra will perform a free concert of Star Wars music and other film themes on July the 13th, Friday, at Canada Square, Canary Wharf. The concert is open air and has unreserved seating. That's all for the news this episode, and now on to the main show.
On Hoth, an Imperial Walker lumbers towards its destiny.
Yes, Lord Vader. May start your landing.
Did you hear that? Lord Vader is on his way. Hey! Ow! Pay attention!
Oh, sorry, I was listening to my favorite podcast. It's called Imperial Hollow Knight Radio. They cover the entire Star Wars galaxy, from news to collecting some books. They even spend time covering topics we want to know about.
Where can I find it?
All over. They're online at www.ihnradio.com, on iTunes, and on other podcasting sites.
How can you listen to a podcast? We're storming the Rebel base and blasting soldiers.
I always listen to IHN Radio at work.
Target, maximum firepower.
IHN Radio, exploring the Star Wars universe, one listener at a time.
My future.
In this episode of Coruscant Cast, I'm going through the big sci-fi debate, as it were. Star Wars versus Star Trek. And this is my personal opinion and justified reasons why Star Wars is better than Star Trek. Now, firstly, I think Star Wars is better than Star Trek because it's a lot more exciting. It's not all just exploring the galaxy, is it? You know, they actually fight people, you know, in Star Wars. For example, in Star Wars, do you ever see a stormtrooper with its gun set on stun? Only once. Whereas in Star Trek, they have their phaser set to stun all the time. I mean, what's the excitement in that? There's none. It just makes it boring. I mean, if a away team was to come up against a battalion of stormtroopers, I don't think phasers set to stun would be able to even penetrate the Stormtrooper's armor. Also, it's a lot more interesting because it has better species. Because in Star Trek, for some reason, all of them are humanoid in appearance. They all are human-ish. Whereas in Star Wars, you get completely different species that don't have any resemblance to humans whatsoever. Whereas in Star Trek, none of them actually look any different from much different from humans. And, I mean, when they're investigating a planet, if it's Class M, basically like Earth, you know, they're not allowed to do anything. You know, they've got their prime directive. I mean, you wouldn't see Darth Vader going to Alderaan saying, well, we can't destroy this because it's a Class M planet. We must not interfere. No. He doesn't care. He just goes up, goes and blows it up. He doesn't care if it's Class M or not. Now, you may say, but these can't be, you know, reasons why Star Wars is better than Star Trek, because it's all opinion-based. Now, I've been doing a lot of research, and I have actually prepared for this. I've looked it up on the net. This is comparing Slave One and a Star Trek ship called Enterprise D. Now, Slave One has 64,000 gigawatts on its main guns, whereas the Star Trek Enterprise D only has 3.6 gigawatts. So basically, if the Slave One came up against Enterprise D, it would easily be able to outgun it. And also, the Enterprise D only has 64 megatons of photon torpedoes, whereas Slave One has 190 megatons of missiles. But it can't just outgun the Enterprise D. The Slave One can also outrun at the Enterprise D. Well, at least at sublight speed anyway. Slave One has 25,000 G, whatever that is, I'm not actually quite sure, but just bear with me on this. Whereas the Enterprise D only has 1,000 G. So, you know, it can outgun and outrun a Star Trek Enterprise D, which I think is a sort of Jean-Luc Picard's type ship, basically. And so, that is the end of this week's show. I hope you tune in for next week. And I might do a special on the launch of my redesigned site. Yes, Coruscant, the site of this podcast, has undergone a major overhaul and will be launching probably at the end of the month. So stay tuned in for that. Thank you very much. May the Force be with you.
Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
Thank you for listening to Coruscant Cast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to Coruscant Cast at the.beepmeller.com/CoruscantCast or go to www.coruscant.uk.
FCC. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and its affiliates. Quadcast is not affiliated to Lucasfilm in any way.